Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're studying about Christ as being our high priest. Now, in our last lesson, we saw that it was the intention of God that every Christian is to be looked upon as a priest of God. This is one of the blessings that we have. There's no special priesthood, not in Christianity. Oh, I know some denominations have special priesthood class, a clergy class, and a laity class, but the Bible doesn't know anything about that, not in Christianity. Every Christian is a priest, and Jesus Christ is presented to us as our high priest. Now, we noted last time that the book of Hebrews, the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, it teaches how that we're no longer under the old Mosaic law, where the priest came from the tribe of Levi. Christ was not of the tribe of Levi, was he? He was of the tribe of Judah. He could not have been a priest under the old Mosaic law, but he is high priest under the faith of Jesus Christ. And he took on the form of man, to live here with man, among men, being tempted in all points as man is tempted, yet without sin. You see, Jesus as high priest, he understands man, and he's sympathetic with man with all the problems and difficulties that he might encounter in life. And we see that there's an Old Testament character named Melchizedek that was presented to us as one who would be in the likeness of the Christ. Or, in other words, he was a type of the milk of the Christ that was to come. Now, we first read about Melchizedek in Genesis chapter 14. We've studied about him previously. We need to understand him as best we can, because it helps us to understand our Lord. Abraham was returning from a battle that he had had with certain invading kings that had taken Lot as captive. Well, Lot, of course, was the nephew of Abraham, and Abraham was a man who had many men under him. He formed an army. He attacked these invading kings. He rescued Lot, and he was on his way, his return, from this victory. Well, Abraham met this man called Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek is defined as being the king of Salem. The word Salem means peace. And he's also the priest of the Most High God. Now, I want you to notice just here, because we're going to see how that Melchizedek pointed to Jesus as priest. He was king and priest. He was king and priest at the same time. This is important when we look at the false doctrines of premillennialism. Jesus was king and priest at the same time. Melchizedek was king and priest at the same time. Now, Melchizedek blessed Abraham, and Abraham gave tithes unto Melchizedek. This event depicts the superiority of Melchizedek over Abraham, just as the priesthood of Jesus is superior to that of the descendants of Abraham, namely the Levites. Now, if the priesthood of Melchizedek was superior to the father of the priestly tribe, how much more is Jesus superior, since he is a priest after the order of Melchizedek? This shows that the priesthood of Jesus was superior to the priesthood that existed under the Mosaic law. Now, it is said of Melchizedek that he was without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor the end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, and abideth a priest continually. Hebrews 7 and verse 3. Now keep in mind, this man was a type of the Christ that was to come. And these words denote the eternal nature of Christ and his deity. Now Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, and through Abraham his descendants paid tithes. The Levite priest, through Abraham, paid tithes to Melchizedek. Hebrews 7, 9 and 10. That shows the superiority of one over the other. And the high priest under the Mosaic system, he had certain duties to perform. They offered sacrifices and gifts, Hebrews 8 and verse 3. And so Christ should have something to offer. And what he offered was himself, Hebrews 7 and verse 27. Now the tabernacle under the Mosaic law was divided into two parts. The holy place, where all the priests did their labors, and the most holy place, where only the high priest could go before God once a year to offer blood for the sins of the people. Hebrews 9, 6 and 7. These sacrifices would not take away their sins, Hebrews 10, 4, because animal sacrifices could not accomplish that. They had to be continually offered, not as a remission of sin, but a reminder of sins. But Christ offered one sacrifice of himself, and that sacrifice was sufficient. Hebrews chapter 7, chapter 9, chapter 10. What the offerings under the old law might be illustrated as rolling a snowball year by year toward a fire, the fire of the cross, and at the cross the sins of the old law were melted away. Well, that analogy may not be too explicit, but it shows that only in Christ is there forgiveness of sins, both under the old law before the cross and also after the cross, Hebrews 9 and verse 15. Now keep in mind, Melchizedek pictured the coming of the Christ, and the priesthood had these duties, and Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. It showed that Melchizedek was superior to Abraham, the father of the Levitical priesthood. Now there's a distinctive difference in what the Levitical priest offered and what Christ offered, in that the Levitical priest offered for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people, Hebrews 7 and verse 27. Christ, having no sin, offered no sacrifice for himself. Now please take note what Scripture says Jesus has done. From Hebrews chapter 9. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, speaking of the tabernacle, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Let me interrupt here to remind us. The high priest under the Mosaic law was the only one permitted to go into that most holy place where was the special presence of God. Jesus Christ went into the holy place, into the special presence of God, and that on our behalf. The scripture continues, for if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That from Hebrews chapter 9. Again from Hebrews 9. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, not yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood for all others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. Now notice this next statement. But now once, in the end of the world, the end of the age, he hath appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. As high priest, Jesus served both priest and sacrifice. His sacrifice was sufficient for all time, there being no need for the repetition of it. A high priest, you see, is now at the right hand of God. He lives there to make intercession for us, Hebrews 7:25. He is our advocate. He's pleading our case before the Father. He is the one mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5. And there is no access to the Father except through him, John 14:6. Now, we're not called upon to go through any human being as a priest, as some religions demand. We cannot go through any human being. We don't go through those that have been designated as saints. We approach God through Christ. This practice of Romanism of praying through Mary or through certain ones they've designated as saints, that's born of apostasy. That's a departure from the truth regarding the high priesthood of Christ. No, Christ is our high priest. We're priests, but he's our high priest, and we go to the Father through him. Through him we can come with boldness, that means with confidence, to God's throne of mercy and of grace. We can obtain the help that we need, Hebrews 4 and verse 15. Yes, Jesus is high priest, but he's the high priest only to those who come to him. Is he your high priest? Have you believed in Christ? Have you repented of your sins? Have you confessed your faith in him? Have you been baptized into Christ? Until one does that, he is not a priest of God, and he has no claim as Christ to being his high priest. Our avenue of approach to the Father is through the Son that he has provided. Christ is the way. He is the only way. You see, we make intercession to the Father in our prayers. We plead for our salvation unto him, but we do this by and through the one that God has provided for us. And that's Jesus the Christ. Christ has many roles. He serves many capacities for the benefit of mankind. We not only have physical benefits in Christ, but more importantly, the spiritual blessings that God wants to pour out upon man. And all of these things are by and through Christ. To be a priest and to have Christ as our high priest is one of our spiritual blessings when we are New Testament Christians. Friend, won't you make Christ your high priest? This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.